I want to welcome Miss Money to After Hours.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
And the Dutch boy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, hello.
What a treat.
What yeah, a treat. No kidding. You've got a whole bunch of folks there with you. Can we get some introductions?
Absolutely, Jimmy. I got my crew with me tonight from my Money Talks record label. I've got Chris Styles.
What's up?
Hey, Chris.
I've got Nick Blaze.
Holla at your boy.
Hey, Nick.
And I've got J.O.
What's up?
Hey.
So we're happy to have Dutch Boy down here in Houston. We all came up, even though you invited, you know, all of, we're kind of here to support him because he's a visitor to our city. You know what I mean? He's a visitor. Yeah.
So well, and since a big part, since they're the reason I'm here in terms of connecting with them as artists and people, it only made sense to, like, if you want to know what Dutch Boy is up to, especially if you want to know what I'm up to in Houston, this is what I'm up to. Working, collaborating, hanging out with these folks. That's what's been going on for me lately.
Now, what I just played was Rainbow Flavor doing Sweet Playa. And how long ago did you record that?
That was recorded in 1999.
Woo!
And, yeah, I know. Like, that was, like, that's some 20th century stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was the second of three albums by Rainbow Flava.
Mm-hmm.
That was a group based in San Francisco at that time, consisting of myself and Tori Fix and DJ Monkey.
Now Tori has gone on to do a lot of single stuff. Right?
Yes, he has, and production of other artists as well. And he's in fact, I've continued to work with him on the compilations that I've been producing. At this point, he's living in Minneapolis. That's his childhood home. He went back there to kind of collect himself, and he's building a studio and a little empire up there. And DJ Monkey actually moved out to Hawaii, and I am living at this point in New York City.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing since then is I've formed a record label called Fat Family Records.
Phat
Family,
yeah.
Right? Basically, it's a label designed to promote independent LGBT hip hop and R&B and urban music in general from throughout the U.S. and Europe. We've put out three compilations in the last 2 years. There's a fourth one coming out in December,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Money has been on all three of them so far.
Absolutely.
And Chris Styles is on number three,
yep.
The one
yes,
that
sir.
Just came out last month.
And I've seen number one and number two.
Yeah, yeah. Number one and number two, I believe JD has
number
them right
three
there.
Is about sex, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know,
we would
something we can all relate to.
Well, see, volume
I remember
one.
It well.
Oh, sex, yes. Volume one was called The Dozens,
uh-huh.
and that was basically there were a dozen tracks, and it was just kind of a state of the union of the artists that I was working with and that I wanted people to know about. And volume two was called Down for the Swerve, which you can make of that what you will, but that had 14 tracks. Artists all over the U.S., Midwest, South, East Coast, West Coast, as well as a couple artists from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And with the third CD was the first compilation that I decided to go with a specific theme. And the theme of that one basically was sex and relationships. And by extension, same-sex relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And that album was called Volume 3, Freaks Come Out.
Mm-hmm.
Is it out yet?
It is out, as a matter of fact, although I do not have a copy tonight.
It's a very X-rated.
It's project. One of those things. Yeah, this is the one that honestly
is jamming.
I haven't
it's
sent to a lot
yet.
Of radio stations.
Now, what do you mean by X-rated? Because you know, there's quite a few tracks I can't play on the air.
Absolutely.
Right.
Even between midnight and five.
This is kind of beyond that. I think it would be fair to say the tracks on the first two compilations that we're talking about R ratings. You know.
Yeah.
There's volume three is basically NC-17, and basically
NC-17,
NC-15, no, NC more like triple X, whatever you want to say.
Now I can play that.
Well, basically, the idea was we got a lot of feedback on the first couple of compilations because people who were interested in this kind of this sort of project that we're doing, they kind of fall into two groups. Some of them are interested in it specifically because they're interested in music by openly gay, lesbian, bisexual people.
Right.
And some of them would say, well, it seems to me that the content of this these CDs kind of runs the gamut. Like, it's, there isn't necessarily anything very gay specific about it. And then there are other people who would say, you know, I like this music, but I'm not, just not really comfortable with the explicit gay content.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, okay, tell you what, I'm going to make a whole CD that is just about, you know, that's just about the sexy stuff, the stuff we're not supposed to talk about, the stuff that's like, you know, supposed to be so outrageous. And the next CD is going to be volume 4. That's called Struggle and Rhyme. And in that CD, I'm encouraging people to talk about the struggles in their lives, personal, political, in some cases sexual, you know, gender-based, racial, whatever you're dealing with. Put it out there and don't feel like because it's like an LGBT project that you have to specifically deal with your sexual orientation, because that's only a part of who we are as people. And the fact that that's what I've organized the label around doesn't mean that I think that's the only thing in the world to talk about. But I'm trying to express the range of that by having those two different compilations sort of as bookends of what we have to express.
So I see gay, I see lesbian, I see bisexual. Is there a transgendered involved in this?
There are some transgendered artists on this compilation. There's a group out of San Francisco called The End of the World.
Uh-huh.
And one of the artists, one of the MCs in that group by the name of Catastrophe, is a transgendered man. And let's see, there are some other... one of the engineers on the first compilation, actually, is transgendered as well. And there are other artists that I'm kind of affiliated with, that I work with, who also identify with the transgender community.
I'm very interested that our whole community is involved in this kind of thing, because as I wrote to you, there are still producers of hip-hop shows on this station that when you say gay hip-hop, they just go, what?
Yeah.
Like military intelligence.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're here to kind of clear that up, Miss Money, also.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, the song I played of Miss Money's, Tired, that was... That's from the Houston Women's Festival last year.
That was my first time I laid my eyes on your beautiful son. Jimmy Coffin ran up to me after the show and he said, Money, I just love I'm Tired. And I said, baby boo, I just love you. You know what I'm saying?
So I got on there, I was talking about you, and you had the hardest working dancers I had
ever seen. I'm telling you, my dancers was out there dancing with tires, man. I told them, put them tires back on my car, boo-boo.
Yeah. I mean, you got folks working.
Oh, yeah, we have fun doing that. We have fun. We have a lot of fun in Houston. It's just not in New York. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody out there to know that there are people here in Houston that are doing it. I'm doing it, and there are other cats. If some of y'all go up to JR's has some of the best local talent. You know what I'm saying?
You've been telling me that, you know, and, you know,
have you been to JR's, Jimmy?
Not since about 1985.
Yeah. Well, this poor guy, he's here
when
until 3
people didn't look
every
at
Saturday.
Me funny when I walked in.
Yeah.
I'm kind of an old fart here.
Oh, baby, you're so cute to be old, though, boo boo.
Listen.
You are. But no, you know, JR's is where I got my start, because I started doing.
You know how strange that is to me, because that is such a prep bar.
Right.
You know, and that would be the last place
that I would think.
To have hip-hop of any kind.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what we've been talking about all week, is about how hip-hop empowers people who don't have any power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was the same thing with me. When I walked in there, you know, nothing against my white brothers, you know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of white men looking at me like, what the hell, you know what I'm saying, is she doing in here?
No, we didn't order any Chinese food.
Right, you know what I mean? But I hung in there, because that's the type of person I am. I don't, just because you say it so, don't make it so. You know what I'm saying? So I hung in there. And now when you go to JR's, and Montrose in general has just become a different town. You know what I'm saying? We're open to more things, and it makes for a healthier community, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you agree with me on that, Dutch boy.
Oh, yes, I do. I can't speak with any authority on the situation in Houston.
Right.
But in general, I do think that the kind of work that we do as artists has kind of a potential to not just to foster communication between, like, you know, gay youth and straight youth, but also, like, to get dialogue within the gay community on issues of racism, of, like...
Absolutely.
You know, gay men and lesbians, like, socializing together.
Absolutely.
You know, and organizing together.
I mean, basically, we just need to. I mean, we are gay people. We don't have the resources to discriminate against each other. you know what I'm saying?
That's right. We got enough people on our ass.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with Dutch Boy down here, it's been a great weekend. And then, of course, I'm sure you're aware that they're doing a movie right now on the entire movement. Mm-hmm. So are you talking about
the guys that are running around here with cameras, right?
Yeah, they're running around here with cameras, and they're going to bring the whole entire journey to the rest of the world, hopefully.
good. Because Houston has had a lot of hip-hop for a long, long time.
Yes, absolutely.
Before it was popular with the rest of the country.
Yes,
when
sir.
It was, you know, just, it was like New York and it was Houston and it was L.A. and San Francisco, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and everybody, you know.
You'll note that, like, the last person to bring hip-hop to Houston also arrived from Brooklyn, New York, Mr. Bushwick Bill. So I think maybe we have a trend going there.
Yeah.
But go on, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Dutch Boy, I've always wanted to ask, where did you get that name?
Oh, my God, we've been talking about this.
And he waited to ask until we were actually on the air.
Of course. Of course, I want to hear it. I mean, because I was tempted to play Boy from New York City, you know.
You mean the Manhattan Transfer? You mean?
Yeah, that one. That's the only good one, yeah.
And, all right.
But I thought, no, he's from California, but maybe he isn't from California. I mean, you've got this kind of radio voice.
Well, I am originally from California, forget originally. I am born and raised in San Francisco. That's
you didn't have a chance.
Who I am.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, just from like the wrong side of the time zone.
You know. You said you didn't have a chance.
I didn't have a chance. I was born in the city that everybody moves to, you know. And so where the hell else are you going to move? You got to move to New York City. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it happened. But the Dutch Boy moniker, is a term that I heard bandied about at one time as sort of an alternative to, or not an alternative, a compliment to fag hag. A Dutch boy, like the famous child in the story of the Dutch boy
there.
And
he's
Dyke.
He's not going to go there.
I'm there, I'm back, I bought you a postcard.
Oh my God, your finger in the dike.
Well,
Jimmy, you're hurting me, you're hurting me.
All I can say is, I did not choose this name. This name chose me.
You know what's funny, Jimmy, is that this is our first, he and I have done songs together, we worked together for years. This is our first time meeting each other this weekend.
Oh, no kidding. Right.
We met like 6 hours ago, and
so,
I
you
feel
know,
like
I'm
known
gay.
You my whole life.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is my brother right here. And the day he told me he was bisexual, I was just so hurt.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I thought he was all the way on my side of the rainbow.
She was very disappointed.
Girl, what do you think that B in GLBT stands for?
Oh.
You're right. And you know what, Jimmy? You're right. I was telling Dutch Boy today, I'm more of a purist when it comes to my sexuality. You know what I'm saying? I don't see the middle of the road like everyone's.
Well, look at it this way, honey. Look at it this way. What we have in common is something that we do.
Yeah,
what separates us is something that you don't do.
That's right.
Okay. So that's right.
I mentioned this in the last segment when we were talking to Michael, but I this year, Pride Day, I celebrated 25 years with my lover.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
And he is gay.
Very good.
Much older than me, if you can imagine.
Okay.
And it's also about 10 years with my boyfriend, who is bisexual.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't know it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. I took
You're the one who told him?
I took him to a BINET meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, and it's like, he just wasn't real sure. I was there, you know, when he was married and, you know, when the breakup occurred and he was
So now, Jimmy, we're talking about two different people, huh? You got it like that, man? I ain't even got it like that, man.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, the problem, I'm not getting it from either one. But boy, do I have great emotional people on my side.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, right. That's good.
Right. Good emotional relationships.
Right, right.
Yeah, but, and I understand.
I understand
bisexuality.
Okay. I
can't imagine it for myself.
I understand.
But, you know
my other half is here, you know what I'm saying, without mentioning her name.
Okay.
And, you know, she's in the middle of the road too. So
okay.
I'm passing her on the freeway. I'm in the left lane. She's in the middle lane. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, but I love her nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling you, boo-boo. I love you, Jimmy. We're going to get together, honey.
If it makes y'all feel any better, I'm not sure I understand it all. I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Okay. JD has something really interesting that he wants me to play,
okay.
And I haven't heard it, so are we ready for this?
Track one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I got.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Right here on Pacifica Radio.
Oh, my goodness.
APFT, Houston 90.1 FM and 89.5 KEOS College Station.
How you doing this afternoon? I'm Dutch Boy. This is Dante Smalls at my son. I want to change that one over there. There, go.
Is that on?
We are VQE.
What?
Thank you. Come on. What? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hand, do the best that you can. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that they can. Afghanistan, Sudan, Palestine, Brooklyn. So many people going hand to hand with the man. Without the luxury to choose whether to act, I'm racing through my papers trying to get to the facts. It's whack checking my sources. Political and market forces in Bush trying to push us to this war for resources. And this war on terrorism and drugs got police trying to lock up the streets. What type of heroes are these? And most free speech just souls are goals of elite. While jingoism and hate speech over cameras and great peace. My own community offers no resistance. Flags with flags to demonstrate and celebrate our own resistance. Through the death near the queers in the streets of the peers. Revolution crucified after 33 years. I'm not a separatist. Do I support my reparations to rebuild the nation or stifle a generation? Do I support Mugabe reapportioning farms? Do I support the Intifada making homicide bombs? Or should they just throw rocks at checkpoints and roadblocks while militants settle this file their rifles and mocks? What? So many questions with no easy answers. Choose a life and take chances like radiation for cancers. It's enough to make you want to say screw it. But then if anything you do will be insignificant, still you gotta do it. What? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles I can't go where I stand. Understand, overstand, misunderstand. All of these struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that they can. What?
I didn't get any time, so I put it in rhyme. Can't assist, but that's my own body, soul, and my mind. Every time I step out, nobody's putting on a shout. I fear, anger, shame, confusion, and the first doubt. But when I cheat out, though, I give myself out, so repeat the same pattern, though. Alternate route, though. Misogyny's my progeny. We follow it illogically, like free market economies. The world is too fast. My soul's lost the same. We're still die at alarm and break. The world's heart is a viper, indiscriminate like the cyber. Won't follow your ground like rats. The pipe hive, planet dead. Won't harass the kids as usual. Bill, the cops are still killing us. So who can you trust? Even beasts among us, one of us. But I trust that you trust. We're gonna make the future last for us. In words and deeds, not the fire and rage. It's like speaking of freedom nowadays seems strange. You got revolution coming one way. Is you with me, sister?
Is you down for a brother?
Got a spot in competition, capitalism, thunder vision. Who needs jail when your heart's a mind of prison? But I'm not with the usual suspect game. Give me liberty, a death, the power, and fame.
Understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can. Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. With so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can. Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. There's so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can. Come on, understand, overstand, misunderstand. There's so many struggles at hand, where do I stand? Understand, overstand, misunderstand. Open mind, open hands, do the best that you can.
Peace, y'all.
Thank you.
One love.
About this. What is this about? Where was
folks
this?
Folks out there, you won't hear this anywhere else.
Well, no, you will. Not long.
This version.
That's true. But not long from now, what you just heard was one of the first live performances of my new group, which is called BQE. And that's myself and MC, poet, spoken word performer, Shantae Smalls. We're getting ready to put out a 4-song demo. The song that you just heard was a live recording from the Out Music Awards. Out Music is a national organization of LGBT musicians and songwriters, and their awards show was at the Knitting Factory this year.
June 1st.
June 1st.
And Dutch Boy got an award.
I got a special recognition award. I got one of those, like, you know, like little Oscar they gave to Shirley Temple. You know, like, I got this special recognition award. Basically, yeah. And actually, the day that I got, yesterday, before I left work, I got email from Dan and Mike saying, we're mailing out your award, because when I got off the stage, they handed me an award, and when I got off the stage, they say, I'm sorry, we have to take this away. We only have one.
I know.
And they haven't been made yet.
Yeah,
so.
I know. The year before I got one, I did the same thing.
You did the same? Well, that was fine. Well, it was a very nice award, and apparently I get my own now.
Okay, that's nice.
That was basically for the work that I've done with the compilations and with Fat Family and with trying to rep for independent queer artists around the country, like I'm doing right now. We're trying.
Yes. Well, I think it's really important that Out Music recognize gay hip-hop.
Well, I would agree with that. Not that they necessarily, you know, have some kind of responsibility or mandate to, like, include us.
Yeah,
I mean, they have responsibility to kind of reach out to communities like ours and say, well, what do you have to offer? Not every hip-hop group is going... Every gay hip hop group is going to join an organization like that, but they've done a good job of communicating that they're interested in working with us. They, you know, Ed Mannix and like all the folks over there have been very responsive to feedback about, like, you know, how they work the open mics and things like that, and, like, you know, they've talked to us about, like, how to get more hip hop artists involved in different cities, and well, I appreciate it.
Well,
I ain't mad at him.
You seem to blend together the art and the activism quite well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be partly because I got interested in... I mean, I was interested in hip-hop as a fan, just like when I was 13. I heard Rockbox by Run DMC, and I was like, what the fuck? What is this? I have to figure out what this is. I have to learn this. I have to, like, go, like, climb inside this and live in this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know.
Just slide, baby. Just slide.
Yeah, son of a bitch. You thought I was going to swear that time.
Your lips looked like you were going to say something.
Didn't they, though? Yeah. You had your finger on the button, you know?
Yeah.
Are we on a time delay here?
No.
Okay, well, then I'll be careful.
No time delay. Everything you say goes right out
this
there.
This is live.
Yep.
Live. Anyway, basically, the point at which I decided to actually get involved, you know, as other than just a fan of hip-hop culture, was when I started to come to terms with my own coming out process. And as it happens...
Coming out as what?
As bisexual.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know if I've covered that yet. I'm bisexual.
Yeah, no, you covered
it. Does anybody
in
Houston not know
but,
that?
But, you know, there's lots of different kind of coming outs.
Well, in this case, it was...
Some people come out as gay and then come out as bisexual.
That's uh-huh. very
or vice
true.
Versa. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a lot of vice versa.
Or coming out
you,
as someone who likes hip-hop.
There you go.
Yeah. That's
you
a
know,
closet.
Yeah. That's a guilty pleasure for some people,
yeah.
you know?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, basically, when I was coming to terms with all this and figuring out what it meant and, like, what it meant for my life and my relationship at the time, I was in kind of a social circle where, like, most of the people that I was hanging out with were, like, liked hip-hop and liked, you know, urban music in general and weren't hearing it in gay clubs and things like that. And when we were just talking about our experience of being, you know, our age, I was born the same year as the Stonewall Riots, right? So...
Oh.
Identity politics.
Wow.
All of this stuff that we talk about, all these labels and things like that, they're just part of the air I've always breathed.
Oh,
so
my God.
When I was just growing up trying to figure out what my place was going to be in this world, I related to all of it as a young person trying to, like, fit in to all the things going on as a kid, you know, in school, trying to make friends, trying to, like, you know, figure out relationships and all of that. And hip-hop was sort of a natural medium for that because a lot of us felt that one of the advantages hip-hop has in terms of dealing with issues of sexual identity is that there's a bluntness of expression that you don't necessarily find in other types of art or music, which I think is kind of peculiar to my generation and the generation that came after it, in a way that, like, you say the words you're not supposed to say, and you talk about, you know, if there's conflict between two people who have kind of a hip-hop sensibility, they go ahead and talk it out. They shout it out, you know, they kind of battle it out and things like that. And it's also, I've said this before, not everybody agrees with this, but I feel like good hip hop, you know, at its best is almost impossible to separate from identity and individual identity and group identity and identity politics. And since that was exactly what I was struggling with at the time, it felt very natural to write it, you know, in the form of a rhyme and to, like, write this shit down.
Okay. You know, you're talking about being influenced by hip-hop and helping you come out, and I'm thinking, how's that possible? Because so much of it is anti-gay. I mean, where did you get...
Maybe we can go tag team on that one.
yeah, please explain this to me, because...
Well, yeah, go ahead.
No. It's go. Yeah.
Well, hip hop, at its root, is kind of a culture of angry young men.
Yeah.
And it's also a culture of people saying what's on their mind. You know, in some cases, you know, regardless of what anybody has to say about whether it's appropriate or not. And in one sense, there's something very beautiful about that, because our society is very afraid of our angry young men and what they have to say, and it's one venue.
And now they're going to be afraid of angry gay men.
Yes,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It used to be just angry black men. Now you got angry gay men going to mix, too. You know what I'm saying?
Because we bash back, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Absolutely. So, don't let that pink fool you, boo-boo. We know how to get through off and tough when it's time to go down, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, basically, I guess what I'm saying is that the downside of a culture of angry young men is that, you know, while hip-hop reflects the, like, boldness of expression of a culture of angry young men, it also reflects some of the insecurities and some of the, you know, just some of the things that an angry young man trying to find his place in this world finds threatening.
Are we talking angry young men, or are we talking teenage angst?
And, well, in many ways, we're talking about teenage angst, but it would be patronizing to suggest that hip-hop is not still, at this point, a male-dominated industry, and not just among, you know, the people who own it and run it. Even among the young folks, even just going to, like, a hip-hop cypher and seeing a lot of groups, you're seeing primarily male artists.
And I think
there's a very masculine character to the way people communicate in hip-hop.
But it's any musical trend. It's the punk, it's the grunge. Uh-huh. You know, go far back as you can.
Uh-huh. That's true.
It's always male-dominated.
Uh-huh. Well, many things are.
But, of course, now we have a female on the scene now.
Yes.
And her name is Miss Money.
Yes.
Right?
And it's about
Never
time.
Mind that I have a fade that looks better than most black men.
Right? And I was like, who is that cute dude?
Yeah, cute when I walked in.
Yeah. All right, boo-boo. Now, wait a minute now. Don't go that way in there. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? We're all a family. Like, Dutch Boy is coming from a different angle than I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure you're aware of that, Jimmy. You know what I mean? The stigma between being a gay man, besides being a gay man and a gay woman, those are two different stigmas.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I can do things that he can't do. You know what I'm saying? And get away
versa.
With it. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're going to get it worked out. We're going to work it out. We ain't got nothing else to do.
We got no choice.
We ain't got no money.
Right.
We ain't got no jobs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is our life. This is our art. You know what I'm saying?
The one thing we can do is stand in front of microphones and talk.
Right.
And so that's what we're here doing.
Right. So that's what we do.
JD's got something else he wants to...
I've got another surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
You inspired me. I did a rap song.
JD Doyle.
No.
Did a rap song. Very scary. I did it as a commercial in the middle of my show to talk about a show ID for my show and Jimmy's show.
Yeah.
Be very afraid.
Well, okay. I can tell. I've heard tell of this in the village. There's been rumors about this. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Ed Mannix has a big mouth.
Yes, he does.
You know... just having J.D. Doyle here and Miss Money proves that we all think of the expert as being from out of town. We don't appreciate the people we have around us.
Right.
You know, and here you are, and you did something that I don't know about, and it's being talked about in the village in New York.
What do you hear?
Okay.
There.
Here we go. Now I'm gonna take a break, and I don't think they'll make you wait too long till I play another song. But I want you to hear about another show that's queer. I want Bigger Harp and Nag, but it's Jimmy Carper's bag. After Hours is his show, and it's queer radio. It's a show with attitude, and at times a little rude. A little butch, a little femme, on Sunday morning at 1 a.m., and at 4 o'clock it's done on FM 90.1. KPFT, same station as me, and I also think you might want to know about my site. On the web where you can find a list of songs that I design, that's another way to say a playlist very gay. Check out the photos too, there's lots that you can view. Find the artists and their sites with the links I give you might. You can listen anytime, they're archived, that don't rhyme. What's the address you could say? Gonna tell you anyway. Yeah, baby. You don't need to call your mom to find this.com. Queer Music Heritage is it. That's as close as I can get. Because heritage doesn't rhyme with anything, and Lou Reed's girls sing.
Be afraid.
Wow.
I have one question for you.
Yeah?
Who's your agent?
Woo!
Do you have a contract?
No.
Okay.
Whoa. I was feeling it.
Yeah.
I was feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was feeling it.
That's
very good. Of course, now you have to update it because we're back on at midnight.
Too bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. They had us on 1 to 4 for a while, and now not only did we get back to midnight, but we kept the 4.
Yeah, I heard y'all been out for a couple, 16 years?
16 years next week.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I've been here for 15 and a half of those years.
Oh, man, Jimmy. Wow. That's great.
I think that qualifies for a remix.
Man, you crazy man.
She's been telling me that every time she tells me that I'm crazy and that I'm wild, I know that means that it's time for me to shut the hell up. So.
There he goes.
There I go. You see, now he's gonna tell me I'm wild again.
He's like, you know, even though this is our first time meeting each other, I feel like I've known him for a long time. I feel like he's part of my family. I told him that's my brother. I love him. That's my brother.
So what are you two doing? I mean, I know you're collaborating, and
we're gonna be doing more work together.
Okay,
we're gonna definitely be there.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Weekend we done some work that hopefully will be released and maybe on the future compilations that
I'm
doing.
Four.
On Volume 4.
And what about the guys with you?
The guys with me, well, you know, I've gone on to start my own label. You know what I'm saying? I didn't stop at the singing
because they're real quiet. I don't know if
they
it's
are
because,
quiet. Well, they're gay friendly. They're not gay, but they're gay friendly.
Hey.
They're gay friendly, but they're on my label, Money Talks Records. So Chris Styles here. This is our in-house producer.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Nick Blaze,
doing?
And actually, they're supposed to be down in Brownsville this weekend, but we wanted to come.
Oh, you're
by.
Not going to go to Brownsville?
Nah.
We
passed it up just to come here and chill with you guys.
We wanted to be here with Dutch Boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so support our man, Dutch Boy.
We're with them. But nonetheless, you know, I didn't stop at singing. So besides there being a lot of gay people on the mic, there are also a lot of gay people behind the scenes that put out the records.
You bet.
And that produce the records. So I'm kind of a representative, not only the females that do in the industry, but the gay females. And there's a lot of them out there, you know what I'm saying? That
What are some of the names?
Well...
We don't want to mention any names.
On the independent tip, I can give you all kind of names.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you know, people like Miss Platinum, Shantae Smalls,
Shantae
music
Small.
You heard
Goddess
earlier.
In Wisconsin, Goddess.
Jen Rowe in San Francisco.
She's cute though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Gemini, a lot of these girls don't look like me.
Gemini, Ella Tree, Colleen.
Oh, they're not cute.
Huh? Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. You know what I'm saying? But not everybody, you know.
We
all come in different shades and colors.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, not everybody.
If somebody's listening and they think, you know, I don't know much about this music and I want to get to know more, where can they go? Is there, like, online stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Website should they go to?
GayHipHop.com.
GayHipHop.com is a good place to start. They've got message boards. They've got downloadable music. Mm. They've got interviews. They got an interview with myself.
You know,
and an interview with Miss Money.
You know, right now we have a major label that has supposedly released the first gay album, hip hop album by Caution. You know about Caution?
Caution?
Yes.
Yeah, I read that.
Yes.
Right. It's so, actually not out yet.
It's not
big
out
old,
yet.
Big old hairdresser queen. Right?
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does Sarah Michelle Gellar's hair?
Oh, he wouldn't know what a nine was. If it's not 9 inches of hair, he don't know what nine is.
Oh, he knows what 9 inches is, girl.
Oh, my God. Please don't get me started.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You know, a part of the fun of being here at KPFT is just making jokes like that and watching all the straight guys react.
Oh, yeah. You know, because gay people, we have our own sense of communication. We know how to talk to each other. Because I might be saying he, and he is not he. We know about that. Yes, between us three and, well, and whoever else. I'm not going to out anybody else in the studio, but you know what I'm saying. There might be some other people on her. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's comfortable with the cameras on. But when the cameras are off, baby, okay. All right. Okay.
That's all. Now, Miss Money, you just handed me a CD, too.
Yes, sir.
What is this one?
This is called Domino 2. This is out of my studio, Money Talk Studio here in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Features my MCs, and we've got a singer on there named Makiba. This is on Mob Money Volume 2. We'll be releasing the CD in a couple of weeks, so you all keep an eye out for it. You can get that at missmoney.net, missmoney.net. And I want everybody to know out there that even though I have Miss in front of my name, don't be fooled, boo-boo. Okay? I'm a little bit more on the money side than I am the Miss. But
she is not on the market.
You
shouldn't tell people that, you know?
Is that what it is? I shouldn't tell people that?
Yeah. You know, let them know that... think they have a chance, girl.
You should go with Ms. Money, you know. Then you're not really saying one way or another what you're...
Is that what it
you
is?
You see, Dutch Boy hasn't talked about any of his relationships.
I know, and I've been asking him about that all day, because I really am very interested in what is going on. Well,
relationships?
Dutch Boy, dog, for real. You're releasing, like, records about men, but you with a woman.
That is true.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's
4 years now.
4 years.
Coming up on 5 years. Yeah. Thank you.
That's cool. Congratulations.
That's a strong woman, if you ask me. Because I don't think I can do it, honey.
Really? It's not that difficult. I mean, when you know your man likes both, it's, you know.
Well, yeah. And, you know, in this case, it helps that my partner is also bisexual.
Yeah, that helps, too. Mm-hmm. And then, you know.
Some might say that hurts. But, no, in my case, I feel like it helps.
Mm. Between the two, they can decide whether they're going to be monogamous what they're going to do.
You
know, because you're bisexual doesn't mean you can't be monogamous.
And I love him anyway.
There you go.
I love him unconditionally.
But enough about him. Let's tell me more about the song we're going to play.
Domino 2, this is going to be coming out of my... I'm sorry. I just love him so much. This is my first time seeing him in like 5 years. I feel like talking to him all the time.
Okay.
But nonetheless...
He's a cute little
thing. I know. Isn't he so cute and fun?
Oh, look at him blush.
Uh-huh, baby. Just a little piece of white chocolate make you want to eat him up. Yum, yum.
You know, ever since this picture, one of the original Rainbow Flavors, I thought, ooh, now that's a hot little dude.
Nonetheless, why don't you go ahead and put on the track, and it's a nice hip-hop track. You can kind of check out my production skills. Tell me if I'm getting better or worse. I know you're going to be honest with me, Jim.
Okay.
You know, let me know what's going down.
Okay, right here. There it goes.
All right.
Girl, you're so fly and your booty's so nice. Let me meet you at the bar with you tonight on ice. I can make you my boo. We can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two. And I can buy you a Jaguar. I can if you want a new car. I can make you my boo. We can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two.
Hot damn. You looking fly and the Gucci gotcha. About to bust out the jeans, we was just about to go to the bar and drink, what you think about us? Conversating and laughing while sipping blue Hawaiians. Oh, you got a man, he ain't here, so you can be your body. Hop in the Benz, I know you never been G-riding. You like the diamonds, that's cool, but I'm not your man. Cause if I was, you'd have a diamond on every hand. Meeting me, I know wasn't part of your plan. But you haven't, that's cool, I'm sure you'll understand. That I do what I do, cause I can do this, ma. It's an everyday thing to roll luxury cars. Sky's the limit, want it, you can have what you want. I got you thinking, ain't no need for you to front. $100 bill, numbers on the backside. Give me your call, maybe me and you can hang some time.
Girl, you're so fly, and your booty's so nice. Let me meet you at the bar, we're here tonight on ice. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two. And I can buy you a Jaguar. I can if you want a new car. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I
lace you real tight with a diamond or two.
What's up, Mike? Can I holler at you? I saw you across the room and I'm feeling you, boo. I know it's a club, but trust my, I'm not the norm. The way you dance gets me hard like I'm watching porn. I got a pinto, my, I ain't got a rope. But you be crazier in love than being ho. I'm joking about the whip, yo, it's modest, ma. But would you want me if I ain't got a car? Cause that's the type I'm looking for, honestly. And after one date, you'll be fond of me. I'm getting ahead of myself, my, what's your name? Maybe we can get together and do something. We can go to dinner, you like Papa Doe. Just cause you in the club, yo, you not a hoe. Can I get your math, ma? You off the hook. Before we go, yo, listen to this jazzy hook.
Girl, you so fly, and your booty so nice. Let me meet you at the bar, we're here tonight on ice. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two. And I can buy you a Jaguar. I can, if you want a new car. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two.
You feeling my steam? Ain't nobody iller than me. Every club we at relaxed in the VIP. And all the mommies want me, but I'm chilling with you. Fall back, remember when I said I'm feeling you, boo? Ain't nothing changed about me but my clothes and drawers. The way I wear my hat, girl, you know the song. Oh my God, I've been waiting all my life. I've retired my player jersey, my, I need a wife.
Get it, got it, good. Now let's go make some plans. You didn't think I would leave without being your man. Give me your hand, I show you some things you never seen. Five letter words like Lexus and things that go bling. What you mean, what I mean? I mean I'm feeling you. I don't have no control of what my feelings do. Come on, boo, let's ride, it's a quarter to two. Oh, what's my name? I tell you after the freak is through.
Girl, you so fly, and your booty so nice. Let me meet you at the bar, we're here tonight on ice. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two. And I can buy you a Jaguar. I can, if you want a new car. I can make you my boo, we can chill with your crew. I can lace you real tight with a diamond or two.
Ah, yeah. Miss Money.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who was singing on that?
That was a singer here in Houston who, by the way, you can catch him at JR's every once in a while.
Oh.
Named Makeba.
Makeba?
Yes, sir. Named Makeba.
So
yes, sir, you
good.
Can.
What was the name of that song?
Diamond or Two.
Diamond or Two.
Yes, sir, Diamond or Two.
Yeah.
And, of course, I told you my MCs are on it, and Chris yeah. Styles is actually, Chris Styles is the one with the Dallas jersey on. He's actually very excited because, you know, he's the only heterosexual male on all of Dutch Boys compilation. So, so he's been celebrating that all weekend. He's very proud of that
accomplishment. Actually, I'm not the only straight male on all of it, just on the third one.
On the third one.
Just on the third one, but a little bit of history just for me. Thank you.
Okay.
Even we have a heterosexual who calls in every week and gives us a 5-minute what's going on in the world of medical marijuana.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have like a traffic report.
No.
Tonight, the heterosexuals at Club 713.
He's the only heterosexual, you know, to have a permanent spot on after
hours.
There's
not a lot
ever.
Of respect for that diamond lane.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
I do need to remind folks that they are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston. 89.5 in Galveston, Pacifica Radio. And I want to hold you all here because my man has just called in. Mm-hmm. So we need
Would that be your man or your boyfriend?
No, this is the straight guy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Give us the straight dope.
This is Dean Becker with Cultural Packet. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. So you want to take five? And,
yeah, absolutely. We'll be here.
And come
all
back.
All right, great.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. And now let's hear a little Rainbow Flava before we get back to them live.
We got the flavor.
Boom with the flavor.
Rainbow Flava niggas
got the flavor.
Yeah. Rainbow Flava sound system, y'all. Bring it on, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. This is a test. Broadcast of an unknown MC, take a guess. Put me on a stand and I'll confess. Represent, testify for the rest of my West Side brothers. Posers and would be undercovers, and the brothers wanna kill me. Others wanna fail me. Coming out your slumber, take a number and you will be served. Track is guaranteed to get you heard. Don't hate, emulate, make them other fools swerve. And curve for the funk from my DJ Monkey. Ray Sean, he's the mother bitch punky. Putting it down for the SFA. For all my peeps around the way, it's a SFC thing. Don't even try to diss.
cause it's all about the pride and the prejudice. Flavor, Rainbow Flavor's in the house, it's the flavor. Show them what it's all about, it's the flavor. Representing the pride and we be staying alive. We don't hide and no more clue aside. Flavor, Rainbow Flavor's in the house, it's the flavor. Show them what it's all about, it's the flavor. Spitting truth to the youth because we gotta survive. We don't hide and no more, so if you didn't know, Rainbow is the light through a prism. Ism, schism reflected on a rhythm. Pride players with the truth on how we live. I represent the whole Roy G. Biv, cause the R's for my rage coming at you like a stop sign. O is for order in my court when I drop rhymes. Y is for the youth, spitting truth to the head. The G is you and me, ain't no more to be said. And the B is for my boys, always got my back. And the I is independent cause we never come whack. The B is for victorious and glorious. My crew is notorious. Mother B, tell them what the story
one,
is.
1, 2, here I go, another mission I do. Wreck the microphone with the fucking Rainbow crew. You never even knew. I wreck the microphone and leave it sore black and blue. B, the colors I like to wear when I'm styling. I go to clubs and get crazy, but wildin', profiling with my crew, the mother bitches on stage. DJ Monkey equals 12 gauge. I rock on with my bad self like Rage and Snoop Dogg. I call storms or hurricanes. It rains like Superior. I'm bound to get rid of ya. I'm Rayshon, the mother bitch in parentheses. Notice me, Chinese eyes when I'm smoking
on
the.
It's the flavor. Rainbow flavors in the house. It's the flavor. Show 'em what it's all about. It's the flavor. Representing the pride and we be staying alive and no more claws and no more suicide. Flavor. Rainbow flavors in the house, it's the flavor. We show them what it's all about, it's the flavor. Spitting truth to the youth because we gotta survive. And no more claws and no more suicide. We from the west and steady mobbing while you're bobbing. You're noggin, clocking more flavor for your dollar like a top ramen. Rainbow flavor click be deadly like a virus. And ruthless like the IRS, original like KRS-One. Better look out, some homecoming queens got guns. Four tongues, flame boiling your barbecue buns. Hot sauce, I'm serving up a helicopter. Fresh on a platter, crazy like a Mad Hatter. Don't try to flatter me with assault and battery charges. 5 foot enforcer, I'm large, just like the mother beat platforms. Rockin' and rollin' in the rap form. Get a Mac on with go-go boots and strap-ons. Clap on, clap on, clap on, call me the clapper. DC punk rocker later, turned into a rapper with the flavor. Come to cut your shit up like I'm Rock Raider. Come out the swamp like a live alligator from the Louisiana Bayou. I'm about to fry you in a pan, slice and dice and serve you up like only the man can cook. I read you like a book, you get instructions like the 06 earthquake. Fakers listen for the break as I snap. Hit them with the boom, boom, pow. Twist the cap off an original rap cause I'm the gypsy queen. Call me the raging Caucasian like mugs. Deep fried, functified like your brain on drugs. Rainbow flavors in the house, it's the flavor. Show them what it's all about, it's the flavor. We representing the pride and we be staying alive. We don't hide and no more suicide. Flavor. Rainbow flavors in the house, it's the flavor. We show them what it's all about, it's the flavor. We spitting truth to the youth because we gotta survive. With no more claws and no more suicide, yeah.
Yes, and we are back. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. That was Rainbow Flava.
What did we just hear, Dutch Boy?
That song was called It's the Flava. That was the... Actually, technically, it was the second track on our first album, which came out in 1998, called Rainbow Flava Sound System. The song is called It's the Flava. There was an intro before that, but we can, you know...
What did you do before hip-hop, Dutch Boy? Did you have a music history that goes before you got into this?
Well,
like you did cabaret or something at Paramount.
Yeah. Well, there was my blue period, right? No, I've always been interested in music, and I was always from as far back as I can remember. I was always like, what interested me about music was taking bits and pieces of something that I liked, and doing something else with it. When I took piano lessons as a kid, I was always like, you know, I never wanted to finish the piece. I always wanted to, like, you know, play my favorite part of the piece.
You were sampling on the piano.
Yeah, no, I was bean juggling on the piano, basically. And I was, you know, I mean, when I got my first tape deck, like, the thing I was always doing was, like, always, like, trying to make mixtapes, like, just with, like, two tape decks and things like that. And... you know, I was the kid in art class who always wanted to make the big crazy collage and all that stuff.
On the performance end, were you in a bands or anything like that? Or?
Well, yeah, you know, I played the bass. I still play the electric bass. I was in a band in college. We did a little bit of sort of hip-hop influenced stuff. I just kind of always assumed that hip-hop was something I was just going to be interested in as a fan and wasn't really going to participate in. Now, some of that, you have to... If hip-hop's something you became aware of relatively recently, for as many people who wouldn't have been aware of it when it first came out, you know, in 1983, when I first became aware of hip-hop, hip-hop was specifically this thing that black people from New York did.
Look open.
Well, no, you know what I mean? It was specifically something that, like, black people from the Bronx
We had
did.
Not gotten affirmative action for
Bronx,
white MCs
just
yet.
For all kinds of things. Yeah. No, specifically the Bronx. And, you know, people were trying to decide whether or not, like, Queensbridge was okay. No, Brooklyn came later, okay. You know? And so I just kind of assumed in the same way that, you know, I might hear klezmer music and say, this is really cool, but I'm not a Jew, so I'm never going to make it. That was kind of my attitude towards hip-hop. I just sort of assumed that I would be, a supportive fan on the sidelines. And I don't know, things changed. And at some point I came to the conclusion that I had stories to tell that, for a combination of reasons, nobody else was going to tell. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, what made me decide that I then needed to record those stories is, you know, a matter of opinion, I suppose. But that's how I got interested in putting my own projects out there.
What was your first recording?
My first recording was a cassette on which I played the instrumental to the Fat Boys' Jailhouse Rap and did an impression of my high school history teacher.
How
rapping.
Many did that sell?
It didn't sell, although it did get a lot of radio play on our high school radio station, which was the PA system in our cafeteria. It went to number 3
for the
on the WGTB charts, you know. So that is kind of indicative of how I looked at it at the time. It was funny. It was funny to people that I... And it was amusing to myself and other people that I was able to do it. Because I didn't at all look like I could do it. So, you know, it was a party trick. And I guess it stayed a party trick. It's just...
Yeah, because you're still here.
And it's just, it just been bigger
so
parties.
So when did you decide you wanted to record something commercially?
Now that's a good question. To tell you the truth, I think when the point at which I decided I wanted to actually produce a commercial recording, which led to the recording that we just heard a minute ago, is that I had put up a website about the MCs and my crew and, like, the fact that we wanted to, like, network with other gay MCs. And I got email from a producer in, of all places, Vienna, Austria, a man by the name of Christoph Weiss. His hip-hop name is Operator Burst Up. And he was with a hip-hop crew in Austria, and he's gay. And he, at that time, wanted to throw a hip-hop concert specifically for the campaign to repeal the equivalent of the Romeo and Juliet law in Austria, which at that time was a law that had two different ages for determining statutory rape. And I believe it was something like a man and a woman had to be 16 years of age or older to consent to sex, and like I think like two men had to be both like
35.
25 or something like that. And basically, no, it was one of those things. The way it was explained to me is that sodomy was illegal in, well, obviously it was illegal in Nazi Germany, but it was illegal all the way through to 1970
paragraph,
in Germany.
Paragraph 175.
Right. It was illegal in both occupied Germany and Austria, Switzerland, you know, until 1970 when somebody came up with the idea to repeal the sodomy laws, and all the conservatives said, well, you can't do that because all of our children are going to get molested. And they said, well, it's not about children. I tell you what, we'll change the sexual consent laws so that we'll protect
sodomy
the children.
Sodomy is still illegal here in Houston, isn't it?
No,
it isn't. It's only been a month.
It's been recent, right.
And technically, it's not legal. Sodomy is legal everywhere now. Everywhere. It's just that some of the states haven't taken the laws off their books.
Well, that's... I guess, yeah, well, I mean, I guess you would say if the Supreme Court struck down a Texas law, then by argument they struck down all the laws.
Yep. That's right.
Of all places in Texas, huh?
Yeah,
imagine
well,
that.
The thing of it is, in Texas, a little side note on that, I don't want to interrupt your...
No, go ahead.
But the reason that they chose Texas is because Texas was one of the few states that had... it was illegal for sodomy between two men, but not between a man and a woman. So they got it on being discriminatory.
Okay.
Right.
Man, that's wild. And that's recent.
Yeah.
That's very recent. That was like in the last month. I remember when it happened, actually.
June 28th or something like that.
Because I...
Wow, that's the day I was born.
No kidding.
Repealing the sodomy laws on my birthday.
That's beautiful.
Nice. I should have celebrated the right way, huh?
Well, no.
You know, when that,
I bet you did anyway, girl.
When that piece of news came down, I sent an instant message to a friend of mine, goes by the name of MC Chaser, who is based in
Dallas,
yeah. And said, well, you know, it's time. You better go celebrate, because, you know,
you can do it.
Things don't change.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just don't do it in public.
Yeah. Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And not, and then make, you better be 25.
So back to your story.
Yes, thank you for reminding
Sorry.
Me. No, basically they wanted to throw like a hip-hop event for basically a gay rights issue. And they said, you know, the hip-hop community in Europe tends to be, at least at that time, it tended to be politically very progressive, because at that time there weren't a lot of European hip-hop artists. It was mostly like people specifically who were interested in, you know, American music, black American music in particular, and they were interested in a lot of social issues. So they weren't so much concerned that the audience wasn't going to feel it. They just said, well, we would like to like actually have a gay artist be part of this. And we heard about you guys in San Francisco. Do you want to come out and, you know, play a big show, you know, in the center of Vienna? And
gee,
we were like,
think.
And well, and we were like, you know, that was just so bizarre to us. Like, you know, the fact that we were playing a show at all was like weird enough. But like, you want to like us to play a show in Europe before we get a show in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. And they said, well, sure, just, you know, we need to get the money to fly you out, so send us your press kit. And so I called a friend of mine. I was like, what's a press kit? And they said, well, basically, you need a picture and you need a CD. And, yeah. And I was like, well, where can we get a picture? And, you know, about 4 weeks later, we put out a CD. And,
that's it.
Yeah. A CD has a funny way of making the rounds. And,
it makes the rounds.
That's right.
Makes it legitimate.
And actually,
I love that picture.
This was right in the advent of recordable CDs too. So this was before people had figured out that just because you had a CD didn't mean that someone actually
put
out your record.
Yeah.
Like you might have just burned the thing, you know?
Like this morning.
Exactly. Now the downside was the CDRs they made back then were like much more easily damaged. So it would be like, all right, here's my CD. You put it in, you listen to it once, and it's like it starts skipping. But that was very exciting when I realized I had my first gold record. And then I made my second gold record. Yeah. Then I went and had another cup of coffee, and then I made my third gold record.
Hey.
Those were good
times. Those gold-colored CDs are amazing.
Yeah. The gold ones. Yeah. They make them in rainbow colors now.
Ooh.
Yes, they do.
Nice. So let's talk about being able to get this music.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go? What do we have to do
When's
to get music?
When's the BQE album come out, or is it out?
It's not out yet. The BQE 4-song EP will be available first on mp3.com, eventually on cdbaby.com, and thanks to the good work of Mr. Derek Sivers at CD Baby, CD Baby's catalog is now available through Tower Records.
Tower Records, that's right.
So you can get it through Tower Records online.
Oh, yeah. That's www.tower.com.
Right.
T-O-W-E-R.
Right. And you can also get, you can get the Rainbow Flavor releases at rainbowflavor.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get links to...
Can you spell that, please?
Rainbow Flavor. F-L-A-V-A.com.
Okay.
I'm not going to spell rainbow for your audience. F-L-A-V-A, right.
Yeah,
I don't want to patronize your audience.
No.
Following all the artists around, we went to New York and followed Dutch Boy, Shantae Smalls, Caswell, who used to be part of a group called More Play.
Yeah.
Genro, who is out from San Francisco.
Is More Play still?
More Play is actually not together anymore. Caswell, it has material that's out still that he's doing as a solo artist, which is at caswell.com. And then we went to Minneapolis and followed Tori Fix and his entire crew. Madison followed Goddess. Now we're in Houston, and then we are working up to our big trip to Oakland and the Bay Area, where Peace Out 2003 is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on September 12th, not next Friday, but the Friday after that, September 12th through 14th in Oakland, California. I will be hosting one of the three events there at the Oakland Metro in downtown Oakland. There will be a number of the artists on my compilations will be performing there. Deadly's performing there. Genro. Who else? Mr. Maker, I believe, will be there as well. Tori Fix, Johnny Dangerous. Did I say Deadly?
Deadly. DDC.
Protégé will be performing there as well. Houston Bernard. And
Caswell
as well. Wow. I just heard about him. There's going to be quite a few. Wow.
It's going to be a big weekend, and we're going to be covering the entire weekend, and we're putting it all together. And actually, during that weekend too, we're showing the final time you'll ever see the 40-minute version of our previous film that this is based on, and then we will then work up to what we are now calling this film, which is Pick Up the Mic.
That 40-minute film, is that going to be archived? Because, I mean,
it will be archived, but after the fact of... after Pick Up the Mic is totally put together.
At one institute, or...?
No, that's interesting that you say that. We did do a story on one institute, mm-hmm. and we are in contact with them. We're actually going to hopefully be building a library so that we can sort of use our resources and their resources. On our site, on queertv.org, we do a thing called the Coming Out Project, which is basically we put LGBT and straight allies in front of the camera and tell your coming out story in 5 minutes or less. Ooh. And basically we're collecting an entire archive.
Wow.
Because the coming out story in itself is the rawest form that kids can go to and watch, and everybody gets it, and they can see themselves sort of reflecting in everybody else, and it's just sort of, you know, everybody then is feeling much better about coming out and the whole process.
I need to talk to you about all of that. I'm a founding member of the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum for Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender History, Inc. And we're very small. We're just, you know, starting out. We just celebrated our fifth birthday. We've had several exhibits. We do have a permanent location, but it's very, very, very small. But we are collecting, of course, for the future. And something like that we're very interested in.
Well, this is definitely, I mean, one of the things that Queer TV is interested in is passing down history, because we believe that it's being lost as the generations go along.
If you don't have a history, you have to recreate yourself every generation.
And we're finding that youth today have no idea who Harvey Milk is.
Yeah, and that just... Or Stonewall. It just blows me over.
Or any of the music from the last decade or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What you say, gay music to a gay teen, and they think of dance music, period.
And it's interesting now, because now it's hip-hop.
Yes.
And that's actually... I mean, what this whole project is sort of like... it is a youth market that is picking up hip-hop, and it's the youth that are coming out younger and younger, mm-hmm. as Dutch Boy said. And it's interesting that hip-hop is now wiping clean all sort of gender barriers, sexuality barriers, race barriers, and it's becoming sort of a level playing field, and that's what we're finding through this film.
And since you mentioned younger and younger, I'm always surprised with the Hatch Group. Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals, because their age range for membership is 13 to 20. And in my era, it was strange for someone 13 to know his orientation. I did, but then, you know.
You were progressive.
Very. very early age.
But would you have known enough to find your way to downtown for a meeting?
No.
That's
no. In fact, I was practicing my craft before I even had a word for it. Mm. And when I was 15, a high school friend of mine sat me down and said, you know, what we do here is you're homosexual. I said, Oh.
Works for me.
Yeah. You know, the light bulb goes off. Okay, I understand now. So it's just a whole different era.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, because now kids, when you say the word gay or the word lesbian, mm-hmm. one image doesn't come to mind anymore.
That's right.
It's not just Liberace.
No.
Exactly. It's, you know, it could be, you know, Dutch Boy, it could be Miss Money.
All races, all socioeconomic levels, we're there everywhere.
And it's all about getting the visibility out of there, uh-huh. so that it isn't just Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It
Will
isn't
Grace.
Just Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, the guy who never gets laid. Now, actually, that's more like life anyway.
I can identify with Will.
Yeah, some might argue, given the way gay people are usually portrayed, that's almost progress.
Yeah.
There are moments when gay men are not having sex.
Yes, yes. I probably need to wrap this up. What happened to Miss Money? She's out there having a good time in the lobby.
I think she's raiding the snack machines.
Ah, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Let's get the websites again.
Yeah, let's please do that, because...
Okay, well, from the top, missmoney.net for all of the projects Miss Money's working on.
Yeah, missmoney.net.
missmoney.
Right. And you can get all kind of information on Money Talks Records, the Mob Stars, everything that they're doing through that site. My organization's website is fatfamily.org.
That's spell that in.
phatfamily.org. Alex and Brett's group is Queer Youth TV, and their website is queeryouthtv.org.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would
GayHipHop.com.
GayHipHop.com, yeah. Another great resource for... this kind of information.
If you'd like information about Peace Out, you can go to eastbaypride.org and find out all about the Peace Out conference that's going to be happening.
There's also a Juba Kalamka's record label, which is Sugar Truck Recordings, and their website is Sugar Truck, and that's just one word, no punctuation, .tripod.com. That's Sugar Truck. tripod.com. I know that's the one that he updates the most frequently with information on new releases and on Peace Out and all of that. And I'm not even going to try and give you Jen Rowe's website, because it's like hometown.aol.com/I used to have one of those. Diggity. Yeah.
If you do just a Yahoo search for gay hip hop or queer hip hop, or
anything
get
like
a
that,
variety of links, one page you probably want to go to is Larry Bob's.
Oh, yeah, Larry Bob. Yeah.
Larry Bob has a very extensive...
He has links for everything.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. He does.
He does.
And we can't say the link of his website on the air, so if you really want to know, call in and we'll tell you.
You sure you can't say it?
Well, it's Holy Tit Clamps.
Oh, yeah, we can say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
www.holytitclamps.com. See, I didn't necessarily mean we couldn't say it because the FCC wouldn't let us say it. I was more that I was going to upset someone in his room, so, but I think we're all right. The phone's not lighting up, so I guess we're all right.
Yeah, our listeners are used to hearing things about tit clamps.
Oh, good.
We've got a leather segment that comes on once a month, and, you know, we've had guys tied up, we've had...
blush.
Yeah, we've had guys on fire, you know, women setting men on fire.
You mean with these mic cables here?
We've had needlework, you know, and blood sports and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, it's...
I think we need to...
And the straight guys are getting real nervous. Yeah.
Man,
As we say, it's all good.
It is all good. It is all good. Some people's pain is pleasure, so...
That's true. And some people's pleasure...
It's just plain scary.
Dutch Boy, I want to thank you for being here on After Hours.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, and thanks for coming to Houston. You know, When I emailed him before he got down here, and I said, bring plenty of sunscreen, you know, because...
And who knew?
And who knew?
You know what? I'm fine with this, to tell you the truth. Like, I was, because it hasn't been that hot in New York for the last couple of days, and I was just like thinking, I was kept reading 100% humidity.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like 90 degrees. I'm just going to be dying down there. It's a big swamp. I'm just, And then I come down here, and, well, it's a lot of humidity, but it sort of seems to be falling out of the sky. So
that's
fine. I can work with
that. This is, you know, we're hot, but this is a good place for, the older generation, because all that humidity kind of fills out your wrinkles, you know.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. It's a sort of organic Botox.
There you go.
I have to remember that.
Oh, my God. Okay, I think we can cut it on that.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
Again, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. JD, you have a special piece of music we're going to play right now.
We're going to start the music segment with Ember Swift singing I Boinked the Bride.
I love this song. And you're listening to it on... Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston, 90.1 FM and 89.5 in Galveston. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.